A national maximum speed limit of 55 miles per hour was enacted in 1974 when President Richard Nixon signed the Emergency Energy Highway Conservation Act. After years of controversy, the law finally was repealed in 1995. Did the Drive 55 law save fuel? Yes. Did it save lives? Yes. Now, nearly 50 years later, another reason to drive 55 has become apparent: climate change. From a public policy standpoint, returning to a national 55-mile-per-hour speed limit makes all kinds of sense. We'll save fuel, save lives, and reduce emissions. What's not to like? From a political standpoint, though, forget about reinstating it. We might as well try to empty Lake Michigan using teaspoons. I say somewhat glumly that the only fallback for now is individual action, patently futile as that may seem. Well, I drive 55 anyway. Join me, won't you? Drive 55. Help the planet survive. I'm Scott Summers, and that is my perspective.